Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, Josh Arnold, catchphrases, and Donnie Baker from 2016. It's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
New this season on the Bob and Tom Television Network.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's the biggest set of jugs I've ever seen.
It's Shirtless Girl.
Posing as a topless dancer showing off her pecs. No one knows her secret till she takes off her specs. She's Shirtless Girl.
Shirtless Girl.
With her special powers, she gives the bad guys fits. She don't use no gun. She stops them with her tits. She's Shirtless Girl.
Shirtless Girl.
Working in the chemistry lab one day, sophomore year, nothing seemed amiss. But that night, an amazing transformation took place. And the next morning, young Debbie Yabo woke to find...
My God! I'm huge! I must dedicate these to fighting evil.
Little did Debbie know that years before, on the planet Lactoid, a planet whose gravity was causing it to sag dangerously toward the sun, her father, Major Yabo, and Mother Teton sent their infant daughter, Areola, rocketing through the Milky Way to Earth, knowing one day she'd become Shirtless Girl, keeping the city of Metopolis safe.
Okay, nobody move. Hand over all the money.
It's Shirtless Girl!
Not so fast, bad guy.
Oh, yeah, like some team is gonna...
Get a load of these!
Huh? Oh, I can't run away. Hell, I can't even walk.
Thanks, Shirtless Girl!
You're welcome, citizens. Don't touch those.
Sorry.
Along with her fellow superheroines, Wonder Bra Woman, Bikini Spider Woman, The Flash, and the Green Hornet, Shirtless Girl formed the Legion of Super Hooters.
Look, it's the tat signal. Some boob must need help. I better call my teenage bosom buddy A-Cup and head to the wet cave. I know. I'll use the Hooter Scooter.
And once again, Shirtless Girl, you've kept Metopolis safe. Warm and snug and soft, bouncy. Once again, defeating your arch enemy, the Jiggler. We are grateful. Thanks, Shirtless Girl.
Yay!
You're welcome, citizens. Touch those.
Sorry.
Come again next week for another titillating adventure of Shirtless Girl.
I'm Shirtless Girl.
Shirtless Girl.
Shirtless Girl. Only on the Bob and Tom Television Network.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Let's see if we can get this right.
All right.
Right next to me, here on the Napa Auto Parts Studios, it's Pat Carlini.
Give me some of that.
Oh, I like that. I think that's working very well. That's the voice of our guest host, comedian Josh Arnold. Pitaz, our fact checker. Chick McGee draining a bottle of water.
Sucking it down.
Okay, there we go. Now, this is Tom speaking. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Coming up, sex over the age of 85. Oh, yeah. Are you wearing are you wearing your Fitbit in bed?
Do you think if I tried to call Ryan Gosling, he'd return my call?
I think no.
We'll try to get him on the show one morning. What do you think?
Oh, we should. We've had him on the show before.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember anybody.
No,
are you talking about
Ryan Reynolds
or Ryan Gosling, Tom?
Well, I know Ryan Reynolds was on, but that was when he was on Two Guys in a Pizza Place or whatever the hell that was.
I'm not sure. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. Now, we're working on a catchphrase.
There's got
to
be somebody out there who knows Ryan Gosling. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I'm muddying the waters. I know we're working on a catchphrase for Josh. And now I'm in trouble. I don't know why you started another topic. Well,
your obsession with Ryan Gosling is truly fascinating for all of us. Have you seen his new movie?
The Big Short.
No, The Big Short. I did see The Big Short. Mm-hmm. He's the best part in it, of course.
Okay, very good, because he's
Ryan Gosling.
Now, do you have a catchphrase for Ryan Gosling?
Give me some of that!
Original one?
We've got another...
they're coming in quickly here.
We got another catchphrase for Josh Arnold. How about, Gosh Arnold!
Huh. How about, Get You Some!
Get You
That's
Some.
That's kind of like... Give me some of that.
It is a little similar to
It's a little tidier.
Let's try Get You Some. I don't think it's going to work.
How about Hot Damn?
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
Will you turn it down?
I'm trying to set the mood, okay? I got to break the sorrowful mood that you brought on the show. That's the laugh of Pat Carlini.
Get You Some.
You see,
that really implies that not only is Pat Carlini available to you, she's available to everyone.
Sure.
And there may have been a time. I don't want to. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
That time.
We got another catchphrase for Josh.
Okay.
Right, we'll give it to him.
Here.
You write it down?
No, he'll read it when you come back. It's okay, new catchphrase.
Does he go first or second?
No. You introduce it like you have been 9 million times, and then he'll give the new catchphrase.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Give some new music here. All right.
Play the one that sounds like the New Radicals. I like that.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Right there next to me, it's Pat Carlini.
I'd eat that.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Maybe we shouldn't have passed him that note, chick.
Yeah. Let's review these before you just throw them
I didn't know
the
you were going to introduce Pat Carlini before he said his new catchphrase.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Dave in Kentucky.
Give me a heads up.
Hey, Dave, well done.
I'd eat that.
Dave's our listener of the day.
Thank you, Dave.
No, he's not.
Dave, my man.
No, he's not.
I like that Josh will just say anything we put in front of him.
He's a team player.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm trained in short form improv. I guess and
yeah. I mean occupation and a place. Okay.
So far,
I heard ice cream shop.
I work at a hardware store on the Arctic Circle. All right.
Is someone running down your catchphrases? So far we've got.
Give me some of that.
Get you some.
Get you some.
What was the one before?
Yeah. What was the one that you said?
I think good looking out was.
Good looking out.
I don't think
that's
a
little too hip for you.
That's never heard that word. Is that like
never heard good looking out?
No, you're too hip for me.
That's hip.
I eat that. I eat that. Isn't bad. It's just it's all in the delivery.
Exactly.
I like the new. We pass him the catchphrase instead of announcing it first.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah,
I like that.
The new format.
Yeah, that's the new format.
So let's submit your catchphrase for Josh Arnold. Remember, get her done is taken. Dynamite is taken.
Oh, I meant. I'm sorry.
Here's your sign is taken.
Not Gosh Arnold. Gosh Darnold.
Oh.
Gosh Darnold.
Wah, wah.
That sounds like something from the Disney Channel. Gosh Tonight Darnold. On a very special episode Gosh of Darnold. Gosh Darnold. He's a pesky little kid, isn't he? Yeah, I don't like
he's
that one.
A pesky
In a whites-only community. Gosh Darnold.
Executive produced by Tom Grizzle.
With a cat named...
It's Gosh Darnold and his Maine Poon.
Coon.
Thanks for...
That's the name of the breed. Maine Coon. His name was Herbie.
I prefer the Maine Poon.
Herbie!
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
I think we have another catchphrase
coming in.
No, can someone, can you give these to now. Dean to at least look them over?
And,
you don't trust my judgment?
No, I don't trust yours or his.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't know the rules.
It's a good one. Here we go.
I'm
only handing it to him last second.
All right. Here we go. Stand by.
Can't wait.
There's the organ. Thank you, Michael. Now, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. That's Pat Carlini.
Climb on top, baby!
Oh my gosh. They're getting worse.
Yeah! No, that's not worse than I'd eat that.
That's the voice of Josh Arnold, who's about to get fired even though he's not being paid.
He doesn't work here, and that's what makes it so difficult.
That's gonna be really interesting. Guest fired from Bob and Tom.
Is the delivery too aggressive? Should I
gotta write these. Is someone else writing these down? I don't have time for this. What's the new one?
I think it's creepier.
Climb on top, baby.
It's creepier if I'm just climb on top, baby.
Oh, there you go. Well, yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
I'd eat that.
Maybe just does someone already use the catchphrase just baby?
Baby.
Baby. Arthur Penhollow, the great DJ from Detroit, does that. So you can't use that when it's taken.
Baby. Pleasure of listening to Arthur.
He's great. How about? Here I got one. I got a one word. Let me see if I can sacrifice
delivery.
Somebody wanted to know if the guy from Toy Story 2 had a catchphrase, because that's come up again.
Well, you do look like the guy.
I resemble Big Al from...
The toy thief from Toy Story 2. You do. Right.
We got to get it. You do it's look stunning. Just like him.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
They saw you somewhere and did a cartoon of you.
You're right. Someone might owe me money.
There you go.
Now, I got to tell you, if you could make a list of your favorite scenes in movies, just a scene, not the whole movie.
Yeah.
The scene where they sew up the puppet.
Yeah,
where they see
the old man is doing it.
That's one of my favorite scenes ever in a movie. That is so brilliantly directed and orchestrated.
Yeah, he paints over the initials on the boot. Yeah, it's really nice.
That scene. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's really great. Remember the
this is Toy Story.
Yeah, the cowboy.
Yeah. He's fixing Woody. Yeah,
this is a cartoon.
This is Tom's favorite movie.
Toy Story 2 is one of my favorite movies.
And Toy Story 3 holds some of the most emotional.
Oh yeah.
Wallops.
You're crying, and it's about puppets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got a new one here. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Now you're going to hand it to Josh.
Yeah, right now. Go ahead.
So I haven't seen this one, so this has not been vetted, if you will. Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. Let's give her a try. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios with Pat Carlini.
You got to hit that.
We're adding sound effects.
Flem
ball.
Yeah, Tom almost died.
I might not have vetted that properly.
Did somebody send that?
That's one of the nice ones, Pat.
That's one of the nice ones.
You got me there. I'm choking on my own snot. Okay, well, we'll continue to work these. What was that last one again? I got it.
You got to hit that. D-A-T.
Well, no, but then if you say, what was it again?
You got to hit that?
How about a little sound effect with the catchphrases?
You want to try?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
No, we don't have to. Okay.
I'm sorry. It doesn't work without the music.
Well, it doesn't work this way either. So.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Right next to me, that is Pat Carlini.
You got to hit that.
Oh, my God.
I like it better without the sound effect, I got to say.
The waffle waffle.
Waffle waffle waffle.
Coming up, we'll be hearing once again from the Dinos.
Waffle.
That's the Dinos pretty. In celebrity news yesterday because of Florence Henderson, but also in the news yesterday, Kanye West, mm-hmm. who's back in the news again today.
Of course.
Incredible again. Dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said a couple days ago that, what was it he said?
What hasn't he said in the last couple days?
He said he was $53 million in debt. I find that hard to believe. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm hoping Kim has a prenup if that's the case.
Yeah.
And then he's the greatest artist of all time.
I need a timeout.
Okay.
Have you seen, they put up the picture of Josh and the guy from Toy Story 2.
Oh, wow. Boy. Look at that.
That is on the Bob and Tom app. That's on Twitter right there. But
okay,
the
Bob
and Tom.
That's sure to get me laid.
Just go to the iTunes store or Google Play. It's free, the Bob and Tom app. If you're not on Twitter or whatever, you can just pop right on right there. And get easy access. It's a photograph of the guy from Toy Story 2.
That's funny.
Who is the thief, and Josh Arnold, and the resemblance is uncanny.
What's that character's name?
Yeah, I've got the aluminum smile now, but otherwise it is dead on.
Yeah, check that out. Now
this is
Kanye.
Terrible.
Kanye said he was $53 million in debt, and then as I mentioned, he tweeted a message
to Mark Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook, that he needed to borrow $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. He was one of the greatest artists of our time, which is why he needs the money.
The greatest artist of all time. Mm-hmm. And again, to belabor the obvious, wouldn't you, if you were going to try to contact Mr. Zuckerberg, I would suggest Facebook.
Oh, yeah, instead of Twitter.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's the guy.
You don't drive your Chevy over to ask for a free Ford. I don't know about the thing. But Kanye's in the news again. This time it involves Saturday Night Live.
Yes, if you can believe it, Kanye West threw an epic tantrum behind the scenes of Saturday Night Live and threatened to walk off the show during its live broadcast last weekend. You saw this. SNL producer Lorne Michaels had reason with Kanye to keep him from bolting from the Melissa McCarthy-hosted show.
Yeah, I guess Lorne Michaels saved it. I mean, he was going to leave. Saved it. He actually performed it. Mm-hmm. So,
it was after Kanye's wife, Kim Kardashian, entered the fracas to help Kanye down, calm him down a little bit, but that didn't even work. Kanye reportedly wasn't happy with the SNL set, but I'm not talking about today, for the musical appearance, which included a video screen and not much else. He was telling everyone that he is the greatest artist of all time.
Why are we putting up with this?
I mean, there was a sketch later on in Saturday Night Live. I think it was Kyle Mooney who thinks he's a rapper or something. He and Kanye were going to have a rap battle, and I think I got the impression that they set that up because Kanye wanted to come off as he's changed. He's a much nicer guy, because that's what it was all about at the end. I forget some of the rap, but no, it was. Yeah. I love it. I'm not an angry Kanye. I'm a nicer Kanye.
Not angry.
Stuff like that.
A loving Kanye.
Well, yeah, we need to be able to defamous some people.
Yeah.
I agree.
This is obviously all went horribly wrong. I'll get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
You talking about Kanye's meltdown on Saturday Night Live again?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all over, and I ain't surprised about it, because it must be hard being surrounded by all them highly creative people when your only true talent is being a dick, Kanye. Probably hard to concentrate. And I knew your wife, Kimmy, was way into BBC, but she hit the jackpot with you because you're a life-size dick. And I'll say, right to your face. Think about it, Kanye. Think about it. If dicks had a Richter scale, you'd ring the bell on it every time. Oh, God, you would. And, you know, people make excuses for him and say he's unaware of how he is, and he can't help himself. And my counselor says people like him are just called Marxist-cystic. But if it's a real condition or disease, they wouldn't name it after a Marxist. It'd be named after Axl Rose. And Kanye, you'd be the poster child of this condition. When you make somebody like Floyd Mayweather look humble, you know you've got issues. Did you see his performance on the, like, backstage? He had a meltdown, but on stage it looked like he did, too. I mean, what in the hell was that? That ain't music. Sounded more like 200 manatees simultaneously mating while filling the river with underdeveloped diarrhea.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I forgot.
Very specific.
On Twitter, Chick, I know you read Twitter. She still claims he didn't do that butt play with Amber Rose, and he denies it. Oh, yeah, Kanye, then how come everything you produce sounds like ass? I think you're guilty as charged. And I don't wish harm on any of my fellow men, but I wouldn't be upset at all if the whole East Coast, West Coast feud flared back up for a few days. Mm-hmm. Then whoever shot Tupac and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air can come out of retirement.
He's still alive.
Even the store with your obnoxious ass. And here's the other thing. People who say they're the greatest don't go around calling themselves the greatest. They just answer to Mr. Coverdale and hibernate between concerts.
That's right.
They don't throw temper tantrums in front of company like a fat kid that dropped a dilly bar in the sun. You know what? The fact remains, after today, I hereby declare I'm done talking about Kanye West. I swear to God, I'm done with it.
Well, we're sick of hearing about him. Yeah. You're giving him exactly the kind of attention that he wants.
You know, Tom, I don't know that to be a true fact. Actually, I found that most people I talk about don't like me talking about them. Currently, I'm fighting no fewer than 14 cease and persist orders. I know this is his agitation, and I don't care if I've already spent my prepaid attorney fees over him cases. I'll represent myself because I own 7 of the 10 cassettes of the highly coveted Verbal Advantage series I bought at a garage sale, which gives me the upper... it makes me have good... I can't think of the word. Anyways, I'll just say objection over and over. Then what's the judge going to do? Then I put the bonus on him. Plus, my Uncle Sonny used to play euchre with some major players in the free press. So, Kanye, just keep up what you're doing, and I'll just write Glenn Beck again. He gets our letters. And you said it, too. He locked $53 million in debt and now begging Zuckerberg to bail him out. Hey, how do you lose $53 million? You ought to let Amber Rose go digging in your back door again, Kanye. Maybe it's there. Yeah, he probably calls it a safety deposit box. Either way, I bet you miss her dropping dimes in your piggy bank, you dick, you ungrateful. That ain't a threat, really. Expect to hear from Glenn. I gotta go.
Okay, thanks.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.